Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, your guide to all things impacting the insurance industry, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted resource for personal and business insurance needs. As we scan the industry's landscape, the resilience of the Australian insurance sector is indeed noteworthy. The sector has reported a net profit after tax of $1.11 billion for the March quarter, a commendable accomplishment amidst challenging times. Reinsurers and insurance firms have made hefty contributions, bringing in $990 million and $123 million respectively. Yet despite this robust performance, Scott Duncan from Taylor Fry reminds us of the pressing issues of affordability and consumer costs that still loom large, hinting at possible strategic adjustments on the horizon. Now, let's take a look at the household insurance scene. Short-tail property categories recorded an underwriting profit of $271 million, despite households enduring a $190 million loss owing to seasonal weather events. Cumulatively, households have seen a $443 million profit year-to-date, although insurance rates have spiked by 11% over the year. The profit demonstrates resilience, yet the rising rates signal strain on Australian households. Switching gears now, let's talk regulatory actions. Australian Securities and Investments Commission has initiated legal proceedings against Choosy Thai Limited. The comparison site has been accused of misleading consumers with deceptive insurance comparison practices. The case emphasizes the need for transparency in the industry, as well as the potential for increased regulatory scrutiny. On a different note, the individual disability income insurance sector is on a roll, with five consecutive profitable quarters up its sleeve. The latest quarter chalked up a $231 million underwriting profit, signifying recovery and stability, albeit this is down from $419 million the previous year. But as the saying goes, one must not rest on one's laurels, right? Plans to sustain growth would need to prioritize balancing regulatory compliance with clever pricing strategies. Lastly, we examine a recent ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. They've mandated RAA insurance to cover water and mold damage for a camper trailer owner, shifting the burden onto insurers to substantiate exclusions with clear and convincing evidence. That wraps up our review of the week's top insurance news. Keep up to date with further developments on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining me. Stay informed, stay insured.